Good morning, praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, and we will read Psalm 103. God is good, amen. The word of God say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He make known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewardeth us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as a grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that exact in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's pray. O God, we thank you and praise you, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you had saved us, for you had given us a lot of benefits, who had forgiven us our sin, and who had healed our diseases, who had redeemed our life from destruction, and you had crowned us with your loving kindness and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for you have satisfied our mouth with good things. You had renewed our strength. Thank you, Lord, because you have executed righteousness and judgment and justice for all those who are oppressed, for when we are oppressed, you came and saved us, and you had delivered us. Thank you, Lord, for you had made your ways and your word unto us and to our children. Thank you, Lord, because you are merciful and gracious, because you are slow to anger, and you are plenteous in mercy. Thank you, Lord, because you will not always fight or get angry with us. Thank you, Lord, you have not dealt with us as our sin deserves. O God, thank you, Lord, for your mercy toward those, toward us who fear you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for you have removed our transgression from us by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God, for you pity us. You have mercy on us. For your word say, so the Lord pities them that fear him, O God. We thank you for this. O God, thank you because you know our frame, you know our weaknesses, you know our hardship and our difficulties in life, O God. O Lord, help us. Let's cry to God for help and mercy. Lord, protect us. Watch over us. Shelter us, O God, with your grace and mercy. Lead us in the way that you want us to go and move in the name of Jesus. Protect us from the evil one, O God. Have mercy on us. We cry out to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us confess our sin, renounce them. Let us humble ourselves before God that he may have mercy and he return to us with mercy and grace, O God. O God! O Lord, we cry out to you, Lord, in this day, O God, that you are sending your wrath to discipline your church and to discipline the people, discipline your people and to discipline the nation who got arrogance and out of the way. O God, I pray and I cry, O God, in your wrath, remember mercy, O God. In your wrath, O God, I cry out to you, Lord, remember mercy, O God. Have mercy on us, have mercy on your church, have mercy on your people, O God, even have mercy on those who have break the wall and those who have gone astray after their own idols. O God, hear us, O Lord. Hear us as we renounce our sin as we coming back to you, Lord. Hear from heaven, O God, and heal our land, O God. From everlasting to everlasting is your mercy. Thank you, God. Your word is said that he will not chide forever, O Lord. He did not treat us as our transgression deserve, O God. Lord, you promise and say, Lord, as high as the heaven from the earth, so far that the Lord had removed your transgression from you, Lord, I pray for mercy and pity. I pray for alms from you to us in the name of Jesus. O God, we have no one but you at this time, O Lord. We have no one but you to knock your door even today, O God. We ask and we plead for mercy upon all the flesh, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, I pray. Everyone knows now that you are the one who is disciplining the whole earth with this coronavirus. And I pray you will subdue the evil powers and let them down to their knees in the name of Jesus. And I pray even as you bestow famine over the whole earth, I pray for mercy for your church and your people, those O Fury, I pray in the name of Jesus. O God, hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our cry for mercy, O God. Hear us, O God. Hear us, Lord. Hear us. That there will be a blessing come from you upon us in the name of Jesus. They will save. God will not stand with us. There will be no more Israel. O God, we pray, O God. Stand before us, O Lord, and we thank you for all your provision. We thank you for all your miracles. We thank you for your almighty movement, O Lord. You have shaken the whole earth, and glory to your name. This is for all the work of your hands. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We cry out to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let us come to the Lord. Ask him our need and our petition with thanksgiving, with his grace from him upon us, doing, O Lord, all your will and full in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves to serve you wholeheartedly, O God. Listen to our prayers. Listen to the cry of your church and your people in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Yes, O God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Master. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him and his righteousness, and to children. Yes, O God. Have mercy, O Lord. Answer our prayers, our petition, our needs, O God. Give us alms this day. Give us today our daily bread. Teach us your ways, O God. Teach us your ways, O God. Teach us your ways. Provide jobs, O God. Provide visa. Give healing. Provide food and shelter, O God. Provide finances, O Lord. Provide open doors, O God, for us. O God, you promise that, and you say, I will not tempt you more than what you can bear. But I will make a door for you that you can stand under it. O God, hear our prayer. We are crying to you, Lord. We pray for our families, for our children. Have mercy, O God. Reveal your good plan for them. In the name of Jesus, we seek your face. We pray, O God. Let's pray for the nation that we came from, for the cities that we are born, and the clans that we have been born. Let's pray for them to be saved. Let's pray that God's word will go to them. Let's pray for peace. O God, we pray in the name of Jesus. You have promised and say, ask of me and I will give you the nations. The end of the earth is your inheritance. O Lord, we pray, O God, salvation to flow in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer. Hear the prayer of your church. O God, salvation upon salvation. O God, provide healing for these plagues. Provide vaccinations. O God, provide repentance for the nations. O God, deal with those heads who are evildoers in the name of Jesus. O God, have mercy on the poor. Have mercy on the sick. Have mercy on the needy. Have mercy on the oppressed, O God. Have mercy on those who are abused and under injustice in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on your church on earth, O God. Have mercy on your true followers in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Here we are, O God. Here we are, O Lord, we pray. Let's pray for peace. For everywhere that the church is standing. O Lord, let's pray for peace for this land, UAE, the land of Kuwait, Oman, and also Indonesia, America, Australia, Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, and in the Middle East, wherever God's church has been to stand, we pray for peace in these places. We pray for the place that God has brought you. Wherever you are, those who are here, those in other places who are receiving this service, pray for the place that God has placed you, O Lord, cry out to God, Lord, we pray for peace and prosperity. Prosper this place, O God, so we too, your children, will be prosperous and stable, so that we can continue to serve you till you come and take us with you to heaven. O God, hear our prayer, O Lord. O God, I pray for all your servants, for all the families, for all the workers, O God, the pastors and those who are doing their ministry, O God, with us in the name of Jesus, wherever they are, O God, bless them with a clear mind, give them strength and good health, and provide for their wives and children, O Lord, provide the needs of all, each and every member, each and every family, and each and every congregation of the church, in the name of Jesus. Open your very hand, O God, and satisfy us, O God. Open your mouth and speak to us, O Lord. Change our hearts and change our thoughts, O God. Open our ears to hear the voice of yours in the name of Jesus. And I pray, O God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us, O Lord, on the flesh, that we may receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit to go on and worship you and serve you in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear the cry of your church and for your mercy, O God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. O God, we cry out to you once again for mercy, O God. We pray, O Lord, for mercy, O God, on all your church and people and those who fear you everywhere from this coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry. O God, and we pray also, Lord, we pray for today's worship. We pray that you anoint us. You anoint all the items of our service. Let your name be glorified. We thank you and we bless you. We magnify you, O God. We trust you, Lord, that you have answered all our prayers and all our petitions with thanksgiving, O Lord. And we thank you for answering prayer. We thank you for the new souls. We thank you for the new expansion. We thank you for the provision. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the vaccination. We thank you for all the finances that you provide. We thank you for all the jobs opening and the visas, O Lord. We thank you for new opportunities to serve you. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's all stand, worship the Lord. Let's make a choice to rejoice in the Lord today. Amen. Every one of us coming with a lot of burden and a lot of pressures, but let us make our mind as we pray. God, without doubt, has answered our prayer. He will sustain us. And remember, Jesus said to us that he will come and take us. He had to prepare rooms for us, and our Father mentioned he will come and take us. Hallelujah. I will rejoice. I have made my choice to rejoice in the Lord.
I will rejoice.
Clap your hands.
I will rejoice.
My God, God, to rejoice in you, to rejoice in the Lord, O God. Thank you, God. Let's raise our hand to the Lord. Let's give thanks to Him. Open your mouth and thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, for the healing, for the provision. Oh God, for answering our prayer, for relieving us, for all your blessing and your grace, for your Son Jesus, for the blood of Jesus that shed on Calvary, on the cross of Calvary, for the forgiveness of our sin and for our salvation. Jesus, we enthrone you today, oh God, in our midst, oh God. We enthrone in our lives. We enthrone you, oh God, over the life of our families, over the life of your church and every ministry and everything we do for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I magnify your name. I extol you, Lord, I extol you. You are high above the air. All creation shout your word, I extol you. Lord, I extol you, my Jehovah, I extol you, my Jehovah, I extol you. To the God, we worship you, we magnify your name, we extol you, O God. You are great God, you are the Prince of Peace, who give us peace, you are the counselor who give us advice and counsel. You are merciful to us in time of troubles and need. You are the Lord of hosts, the leader of the host of God. You are our Joshua to bring us into the promised eternal life. You are conqueror over the enemies. Oh God, those oppose us and oppose your word and your will, and you are the coming King who judge the whole earth. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Oh God, we thank you for this time that we worship you. Oh Lord, thank you, we have heard your voice. We had met you face to face in the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that you are not the rest of our, the item of our service, the giving and the message and the prayers. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Time now to give to the Lord what is due for him. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. Malachi 3:10. Say, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. There may be meat in my house. And approve me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. As we bring our tithes in full and our offering to him, the Lord will open the storehouse in heaven and all the windows of heaven, and he will pour out so much blessing, they will have no place to keep what he is sending to us. Let's bring our tithes and full to the Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for all that you give us. And thank you, Lord, for all your people who brought to you what to do for you from tithes and offering and first fruit. I pray, oh God, you give it back to them 1,000 times, whatever they give. Let everyone know that you are great God and you bless those who give you cheerfully, for your words say, he loves a cheerful giver. I pray in the name of Jesus that you multiply this small amount and use it mightily for your glory. Let be, O God, used to satisfy all the needs of your church. And I pray for wisdom upon those who use this money, that you will use it wisely and with discretion and guidance of your Holy Spirit. We bless you, magnify. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue today speaking about giving the first fruit, and that is as we started speaking about those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That's the word of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. say, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And we have studied that Abel was considered righteous man when he brought his firstlings to the Lord, and he is the first one who gives his first fruit to God. And as we follow the good example to learn how to live in righteous way, we are directed to speak about giving our first fruit to God. And let's open the book of 1 John. Book of 1 John. And you read chapter 2, verse 29. 1 John chapter 2, verse 29. The Word of God says, if ye know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Jesus, our God, he is righteous one. And those we who born of the Spirit, born from God, we ought to do righteousness. Righteousness is to do what is right, what is correct. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for your word that you always send us. You sent to your church to lead us and to teach us your ways, oh God. I pray for the hearts of those who are going to receive it will be fertile soil. They will understand it, and they will keep it and work it out to produce hundredfold in their life. I pray, take the message beyond these walls, not only those who are here, but in other places, I pray. The message will give you glory and honor and the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, God, you bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue to speak about giving the first fruit. In the book of Joshua, the first fruit is to be given to the priest. And the priest, they are the one responsible to teach the people how to live for God, not to rebel against God, and not to do what the Egyptian did. As we spoke in the previous message about giving the first fruit, the day that God brought his people out of Egypt, he struck the firstborn of the Egyptian, but he spared the firstborn of Israel. And the Lord said, you give me your first fruit, you give me your firstborn. He took the Levites, the tribe of Levi, as the firstborn. Instead of getting the whole Israel as family firstborn, he get the family of Levi, and out of them priests and the Levites, and he took the first fruits of all their income to give it as an income to support the priests who would teach his people not to do as the Egyptian did. And now, let's go to the book of Joshua, and chapter 6. And we know that the first city that the Israelites should be conquering the promised land would be the city of Jericho. They conquer many cities, but that first city, let's read verse 2. What the instruction of God to Joshua. And the Lord say unto Joshua, see, I have given you into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. He told him, I have given you this into your hand. And in verse 17, what God told him, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord Only Rahab, the harlot, shall live. She and all that are with her in the house, because she had hid the messengers that we sent. He tells him, all the city is a curse. And you, but that means that you are not going to take anything of the city. You have to give it fully to the Lord. Verse 18, and ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves a curse when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. You know, if you read in other cities that said, God did not tell them this. God tell them for the second and the third city, whatever you city you take, whatever day you take it for you. But the first city, that you have to give it to the Lord for it. And that is Jericho, it was the first fruit that God is giving to the Israelites. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord, they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So out of Jericho, nothing Joshua and Israel can take. What is not burned, because after they took Jericho, they burn it. The fire will eat everything except the gold, the silver, the iron. He said, this remaining, you give it to the treasury. So, what God is telling to him, nothing you have, you or yourself, you can't take anything of it. Because that is the first fruit. In verse 24, see here, and they burned the city with fire. After they kill everyone except Rahab and her family, because she hid the spies. And they burned the city with fire, and all that therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. Have you got the point here? That is the first fruit, the first income, the first increase, the first month of every year belong to God. In verse 26, and that is where my eyes was open. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that rises up and buildeth the city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. Now, if you go to other cities that the Israelites take, Joshua did not speak anything about that. And what he told them here, the one who is going to rebuild Jericho, what will be his loss? His loss will be his firstborn, because Jericho was the first fruit. When you go and come against the commands of God, what the curse that fall on Egypt will be fall on you the same. And the meaning of the firstborn to be stricken, we understood it. And how about his youngest son, when God began to strike because of disobedience, and if the person continued in his rebelliousness, God will take the remaining of him. After that, the youngest son. Now that is the scriptures. Have you get the point? Yes, we are saved by the blood of Jesus, but God has words need to be followed. In the book of Joshua chapter 7 and verse 1, now we come back to this, what Joshua said. We come back to it. That's a serious issue. The teaching when they use Jericho as described as the tithe is not the tithe. Jericho is the first fruit. It has to be given all to God. In this was chapter 7. And there's one, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed sink. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebdi, and son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Now here, from the first fruit, Achan took part of it and hid it in his place. And we know that the next city, the Israelites were defeated. We read chapter 7 also, and read verse 10 to 15. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore layest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. And he told Joshua, up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourself against tomorrow. For thou say, the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst stand before thy enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. And most of us, we know what had happened to Achan. And we go down, and we will read verse 19. And Joshua said unto Achan, after they found him, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoil of a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messenger, and they ran unto the tent, and behold it, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stone, and burned them, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And that was the consequence of the sin of Achan, who oppose, who defy the commands of God in giving the first fruit to the Lord. Now, let's go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 16. I'm going to speak about the what Joshua adjourned. He said the one who rebuilt the city of Jericho, what will happen to him. In 1 Kings chapter 16 and verse 34, the last verse of chapter 16, 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34, say, that is at the time of Ahab, who was the king of Israel. He say, in his days did he heal the Bethelite, build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram, his firstborn. He is defying the commands of God not to rebuild Jericho. He rebuilt it. He put the foundation thereof in Abiram, his firstborn. That's what Joshua say. And set up the gates thereof in his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. You know, we had study when Achan took part of the cursing, the first fruit. And he hid it. What had happened to him and his family? And also we know that they said they lost the battle with Ahab. God disciplined them for that. At the time of Ahab, the king of Israel, now the person who rebuilt Jericho is that person, his name Hiel. And we know how God disciplined him clearly, that all his children were put to death. Besides that, God disciplined Israel. If you go next verse, can you read next verse what had happened in Israel? When the teaching of giving the first fruit is opposed or try to reverse or try to be blasphemed, what God would do? Verse 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, say unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be a dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. After the teaching of giving the first fruit to God defied, and the king condoned it, and the people were happy about it, God sent a famine at once. And the famine lasted 3.5 years, according to the word of our Lord Jesus. And I believe now we are in famine because the people of God, the church of God, the workers who know God and know His word have defied the teaching of giving the first fruit to God. God called us to do the righteous things. God is bound with His words. Yes, He is merciful, loving, but when He found us moving out of the way, He has His own way to bring us back to Him. You know, in the book of Genesis chapter 4, and verse 3 and 4, and in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. God has respect on Abel and on his offering, and we read also in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 how the Lord had respect on the offering of Abel because it was the first fruit. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he also obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. Abel was persecuted by Cain, and we know that Cain put him to death out of his jealousy because he honored God. Cain did not honor God. Abel, he gave his first fruit, the best things that God asked him he gave. Cain was not willing to do that. He got jealous and he killed Abel. You know, Elijah was about to be killed by Ahab. God protected Elijah from the hand of Ahab. We are called to give our life, our everything for Him. We are called to be like Abel and like our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave His life. He is the first fruit among the dead. And we who believe in the resurrection of Christ, and we will resurrect by the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to follow His instructions. In the book of Leviticus chapter 23. Book of Leviticus chapter 23. Do you put God first in your life? In everything? That's the challenge. Is God first, or the people Isis first? Is God first, or your plans or ambition is first? Why we cannot give the first fruit to God? Because we are busy supporting other plans and idols and things that is not of God. Book of Leviticus chapter 23. And I'll read from verse 5. I'll explain. In the 14th day of the first month, even is the Lord's Passover. In the 14th day of the month is the Passover, where they slaughtered the lamb of Passover, the day they had been delivered out from Egypt. And for us, the Passover is our Lord Jesus Christ. The day that He was crucified, that's our Passover. Verse 6, and on the first, in the 15th day of the same month, is the feast of the unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. That's here the feast of Passover and the feast of the unleavened bread. The seriousness of this feast is the death and the resurrection of Christ. In the first day you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no service work therein. That is the Sabbath day after Jesus' death. Verse 9, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. That is from Sabbath to Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give unto you, when you go inside the land that I give you, what you need to do, you shall reap the harvest thereof. Then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. Give the first fruit to the priest. Let us see which time they would do it. Verse 11, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. On the morrow after the Sabbath, which day? Today, at this time. On the morrow after the Sabbath, which day? Can you tell me what is after Saturday, what will come after the Sabbath, which day? It is Sunday, right? That is what we call today Sunday. Which day our Lord has been resurrected from the dead? In the day of Sunday, the first day of the week. And he shall wave the sheaf thereof before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. In verse 14, and ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a status forever throughout your generation, all your dwelling. He told them, don't eat anything before the first fruit being given fully to God. Hand it over to the priest to wave it for you before the Lord. We celebrate Christ's resurrection. Amen. We celebrate the first day of the week because He rose from the dead. But are we abiding with His instruction about the first fruits? In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, Christ is the real firstborn and the real first fruit of God. Romans 8, in verse 29. For whom He did foreknew, He also did predestinate to be confirmed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. This is the firstborn that rises from the dead. And He rose on the first day of the week, the day that they said they are called to give their first fruit to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Christ rose from the dead because He gave His life fully. Have we given our life and all what we have to God, or still there's reservation? Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And verse 22 to verse 24. I need to teach the giving of the first fruit because that is the instruction of God. It is not much. We have received much from Him. But we have wasted much. We cannot give because either we had wasted much or we don't want to spend on things of God. Because we have a lot of idols, we are not willing yet to give up it. Hebrews 12, verse 22 to verse 24. But you are coming to Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly, and church of the firstborn. Church of the firstborn, it means that because Christ is the head, He is the firstborn from the dead. To the church of the firstborn, and we who follow Him will be raised up also, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. The spirit of just men, it means the spirit of righteous men made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Have you get the point? No. God does not want us to be like Abel. He wants us to be like Jesus. Abel shed, his blood was shed for righteousness. But still, he gave his first fruit, but that's not enough. We need to be, to focus more to Jesus. Perfect us, O God. Yes. Lord, as we're coming to the spirit of just men made perfect to You, O God, as we're coming to You who promised that to make the spirit of just man made perfect, perfect us, perfect your church today in the name of Jesus. And Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 23. Romans chapter 8 verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. As we receive the Holy Ghost, as we are marked by the Holy Spirit and we have been baptized with the Holy Ghost, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit the redemption of our body. And waiting for our body to become glorified. We have the first fruit of the Spirit. We receive the Holy Ghost. And we are willing, we ought to be willing to give to God our life, our hearts, our future, our plans, our first fruit by the enabling of the Holy Ghost that lives inside us. In Book of Exodus chapter 22 verse 29, Exodus chapter 22 verse 29, thou shalt not delay to offer the first of the ripe fruits of thy lackers, the firstborn of thy sons, shalt thou give unto me. The word of God here says, you should not delay to give the first fruit. The firstborn, the very first thing that God wants from us, we should not delay in giving it. Await for us promises, await for us also famines and troubles and plagues. And you can see, my brothers and sisters, what is going on in the world. Collapses everywhere. Heavenly work. We are under the mercy of God. God has His word. We need to obey it. I need to obey, that's why I teach. I need to obey, that's why I'm staying here. I don't know what is coming next, but I know God will do what He says in His word. Better let us humble ourselves and come to God willing. Give to Him what is due for Him. We are paying well for the governments. We are paying well for thieves. We are paying well for those who extort us. Why we don't pay well to God who saved us? Proverbs chapter 3, why we will not pay good to God and we receive the promises of the Lord? Why will not come and honor Him? Proverbs 3 verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance. And with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with the plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. If you want to see plenty, if you want to see that what you have will be burst out of the plenty of God, obey Him. Bring Him the first fruits that He desires and He is worthy of to take. Let's all stand. Are we ready to extol the Lord? Not only with our voices, but with our lives, with our obedience, with our commitment. Yes, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Just come to the Lord. Make your commitment. Thank you, God, for all what you provide for me. I commit myself, Lord, to obey your word, to bring my life to you, to put you first in my life to be willing to be changed, O God. Lord, I pray and I trust you, God, as I bring my first fruit, my life, my firstborn, and whatever you have given me to you, as I am going to honor you, Lord, with all the substance that you give me, with all my increase, I trust that my barns, O God, shall be filled with the plenty, and my presses and my vessels and myself shall burst out with the new wine of the Holy Ghost. O God, thank you. I pray, O God, for my brothers and sisters who are here, and my brothers and sisters who are in other places who have come in their life, to honor you in such a way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let this promise of yours come true in their life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. We magnify you, Lord, and going to extol you, O God, not only with our songs, but with our life. Prince of Peace, Counselor, Merciful Son of God, have mercy on us. Reverse the famine as we are willing to obey, O God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Raise up people like Elijah who are willing, oh God, to put to death the prophets of Baal and all the false and all the other worship that your church, oh God, is engrossed with. I pray, oh God, as we are willing to give the first things to you and even our life and all what we have, I pray you reverse the famine, oh God, and let be a blessing, oh God, will remain for your people, for your house, for the house of God. Oh God, bless us. Bless my brothers and sisters who are here and willing to follow you, and those who are far away who are willing to follow you. Bless us in large our territory. Let your hand with us. Give us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.